Former Facebook security chief, Google CEO Sundar Pichai is lying about China. By Lucas Nolan on November 12, 2018. Many have been critical of Google's plan to launch a censored search engine in China. Now a former Facebook executive has called out Google CEO for lying about the company's motives. Facebook's former security chief Alex Stamos took to Twitter recently to attack Google CEO Sundar Pichai for his comments defending the company's decision to move into the China market with its censored search engine known as Project Dragonfly, Silicon Beat reports. In a recent interview with the New York Times, Pichai stated that Google was committed to serving users in China and compared Chinese censorship laws to the right-to-be-forgotten law in the European Union. Pichai received severe criticism for this comparison, both internally and from those outside of Google. Tech companies constantly walk a difficult path between complying with local law and protecting human rights, Stamos tweeted Thursday. For Sundar to compare the right to be forgotten, which I agree is problematic, with censorship in China is, at best, amoral and mendacious. Stamos further added that, China's censorship regime is a tool to maintain the absolute control of the party state and is in no way comparable to the right to be forgotten law. Google software engineer Colin McMillan tweeted, "It is extremely bad that Sundar appears to either think that RTBF is morally equivalent to government surveillance and censorship, or that he appears to think that nobody will notice this analogy is extremely inaccurate." In another tweet, McMillan stated, "The RTBF regulation was passed by democratically elected representatives, as opposed to an authoritarian state." He later added, "It is very unlikely that the EU will ever attempt to trawl through records of past search queries to retroactively look for, and potentially imprison, people who searched for RTBF-covered queries. China, meanwhile, will almost certainly do so." During a speech before the Hudson Institute, Vice President Mike Pence China's theft of U.S. technology, urging Google to take action on the issue. Pence said during the speech that other business leaders are hesitant to enter the Chinese market if it means turning over their intellectual property or abetting Beijing's oppression. In a recent interview with Tucker Carlson, Chinese policy expert Dr. Michael Pillsbury stated that big tech giant Google is highly embarrassed by the recent Project Dragonfly leaks, which showed the company planning to launch a censored search engine in China. The search giant's project has been in development since spring of 2017, and was accelerated in December 2017, following a meeting between company CEO Sundar Pichai and top Chinese government officials. Google engineers have created custom apps named Maotai and Longfei, which have already been demonstrated for Chinese officials and could be launched within the next 6 to 9 months. A Google spokesperson told Fox News at the time, "We've been investing for many years to help Chinese users, from developing Android, through mobile apps such as Google Translate and FilesGo, and our developer tools. But our work on search has been exploratory, and we are not close to launching a search product in China." Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.